This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Fighting in Ukraine continues with VOA's Marissa Melton providing more details.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Friday said the situation at the front lines remains extremely acute, particularly in the eastern Donetsk region, where Russia is stepping up an offensive. In his nightly video address Friday, Zelensky reported major battles for Vuhledar to the southwest of Donetsk and Bakhmut to the northeast. Bakhmut has largely been pulverized by repeated Russian attacks. Ukraine reported that Russian missile strikes killed at least 10 Ukrainian civilians Friday. 20 others were...
VOA's Marissa Melton reporting. North Korea has condemned the decision by the United States to supply Ukraine with advanced battle tanks to help fight off Russia's invasion, saying that Washington is escalating a sinister proxy war aimed at destroying Moscow. The comments by the influential sister of the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un underscored the country's deepening alignment with Russia over the war in Ukraine as it confronts the United States and its Asian allies over its own growing nuclear weapons and missiles program. North Korea has blamed the United States for the crisis in Ukraine, insisting that the West's policy forced Russia to take military action to protect the security interest. Police body cam footage documents the beating of Tyree Nicholas in Memphis, Tennessee, which has now sparked more outrage within the United States, even after the killing of George Floyd several years ago. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Fierce battles in eastern Ukraine have thrown a new spotlight on private Russian military group led by a rogue millionaire with longtime links to Russia's President Vladimir Putin. The Wagner Group is spearheading the push to jumpstart Russia's offensive in the Donetsk province. The ferocious house-to-house fighting has produced some of the bloodiest encounters since Russia invaded Ukraine more than 11 months ago. The company first was spotted in action in eastern Ukraine after a separatist conflict erupted there in April of 2014. And the years since, they have deployed to Syria, Libya, Central African Republic, and Mali. The U.S. has expanded sanctions against Wagner for its role specifically in Ukraine. There's been a deadly attack outside a synagogue in Jerusalem with more than half a dozen people killed. This comes a day after Israeli troops conducted a deadly raid at the West Bank refugee camp. Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says that he is taking full responsibility after classified documents were found at his Indiana home. Pence made those comments after the documents were found and then put a spotlight after the documents were found, sensitive documents were found in the home of former U.S. President Donald Trump and current President, U.S. President Joe Biden. Brazil's federal police have now searched the home of the nephew of the former president, Jair Bolsonaro. This is in connection with the January 8th storming of the government buildings in the capital by far-right protesters. Police said that Leonardo Rodriguez de Jesus, known by Bolsonaro supporters as Leo Indio, was one of the targets of a series of raids that led to 11 arrests in different states. It was the first time a member of Bolsonaro's family has been included in the investigation of the uprising in Brasilia, which underlined the political polarization in Brazil. Police say those under investigation could be tried for crimes against democracy as well as criminal association. A comet is streaking back our way over 50,000 years, or after 50,000 years. NASA says the dirty snowball last visited during Neanderthal times. It will come within 26 million miles of Earth on Wednesday before speeding away again, and it might not return for millions of years. Discovered less than a year ago, the harmless green comet already is visible in the northern night sky with binoculars and small telescopes. It's expected to brighten the northern hemisphere as it draws closer and rises higher over the horizon. Skygazers in the southern hemisphere will have to wait until next month. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.